AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, and welcome to The Short Stuff. I'm Josh, and there's Chuck, and it's just the Juck Josh Show. The Short Stuff. Let's just start.
I love something happens when we do short stuffs.
Because I'm trying to do something different, and then I fail at it.
We've been doing such a good job for 13 years, and whenever we do short stuff, you're just like, I don't know how to do this anymore.
Right. But I think it has to do with just trying too hard. There it is.
They're
I said
looser.
It. Okay.
All right. They're looser. I think it's fine.
Oh, you're maybe I'm great. Not trying hard enough then. So, Chuck, since we're laughing here, let's talk about laughing.
Great setup.
Thank you. Again, I'm not trying hard enough.
I don't know where we talked about this, but we did a little sidebar on this many, many years ago.
No.
In some episode. I don't know what it was, but it doesn't matter because the funny bone deserves its own little shorty episode. Everyone knows what we're talking about. We're talking about when you whack your elbow like on the corner of a counter or something, mm-hmm. and you get that weird singular
sensation.
Pain, yeah, singular sensation everywhere around the world. it's kind of painful, but it's kind of stingy and shocky feeling, and it does kind of make you laugh sometimes.
Yeah, it's like hysterically.
It's a weird, like I said, it's a singular feeling, unlike hitting any other part of your body. It's hitting your funny bone.
That's right. So that's why it has its own name and its own thing. It is its own experience for sure. And no one apparently from anywhere I could see is quite sure exactly where the funny bone got its name, because what you're doing there is hitting your funny bone. But what you're hitting is not really a bone. It's a nerve. Although some people think that it got its name from the bone right above this area that you're hitting, the humerus, which I like because
that's what I heard on the playground.
Yeah, it's a little play on words. I think I might have heard that on the playground too.
That's one of those first little kid factoids that they think, you know why it's called that is because it's the humerus bone.
Right. I think you're absolutely right. And then somebody else says, hey, you want some Lick-O-Maid?
And the other kid says, I'll sue your dad.
That's right. And then recess is over and you wonder where your life's gone.
And you just go inside and eat glue and boogers.
There you go.
Yeah.
You get right back on top of the horse.
That's right.
So the funny bone isn't a bone. I think probably everybody knows that. I regret saying it now, that I think about it. But what you're actually doing is hitting a nerve, a specific nerve called the ulnar nerve that's responsible for It's really niche. It's responsible for the sensation, singular sensation, in your ring finger and your pinky finger. And you have one on each arm because you have a ring finger and pinky finger on each arm. Ostensibly, both are receiving sensation, and they're getting it from the ulnar nerve you have in each of your arms.
Yeah. It begins in your spine, and it goes from your neck all the way down your arm, all the way past your elbow, mm-hmm. all the way to the tips of those little fingers there. And I think there are only three primary nerves for your arm, and that's one of them. Mm-hmm. And the big role of that is, aside from the sensation of those fingertips, is helping those muscles out, helping your hand coordinate movement, fine movement, and your grip, like helping your forearm control grip. Which, by the way, I just had a very weird sensation. I don't get massages much.
No.
But I just got a massage recently. Uh-huh. And this dude worked me over in the best way. But he did this thing where he was rolling down the inside of my forearm with his arm. Mm-hmm. And every time he hit like the midpoint, like Luke Skywalker, my hand would just clench shut.
Oh, that's cool.
It was so weird feeling, and I laughed. I was like, boy, that feels really weird. And I tried to keep it from happening, and he would roll down my forearm, my inner forearm, and my hand would just go, yerp, and close shut. It was like Empire Strikes Back. It was very strange.
I'll bet it was funny for him to watch you try to play off like it wasn't a thing.
Yeah, I tried to.
And I'll bet that guy was like, I'm going to give him another one of these.
Oh, it was pretty great, actually.
So they call it the Kung Fu grip move, I believe.
That's what it felt like. But yeah, that made me think of those. I mean, that's what's going on with those nerves.
Yeah. I wonder if he was hitting your ulnar nerve.
Probably.
But you said something. You said a little jackpot tidbit there, Chuck. That was the ulnar nerve goes from your spine to your neck, down your arm, through your elbow to your hand. And it is where it passes through your elbow that the potential for hitting your funny bone in that extremely weird singular sensation can take place.
That feels like a cliffhanger to me.
I think so.
All right. We'll be back and tell you what's going on in that little spot right after this.
All right, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. Because in Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. It's very nice.
That's right. And the more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. I'm talking about unique stickers that you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, or hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults.
Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
That's right. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now for free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Today, I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
All right, here we are. We're in your elbow. And here's the big reveal.
This is going to creep me out.
You have a little tunnel there.
I'm so creeped out.
That the ulnar nerve goes through, called the cubital tunnel. Mm-hmm. It's very small. It's about 4 millimeters long. And it goes underneath, you know, that bump, that little bony bump on your elbow. It's called the medial, I had it earlier. Epicondyle?
Yeah, I think so.
Epicondyle?
It's like Argyle, but Argyle's cousin.
Epicondyle?
Uh-huh.
All right, so your medial epicondyle, and that's that little bony bump on the inside of the back of your elbow there. And right there is where that nerve is sandwiched between your bone and your skin. Mm-hmm. And there's the reason it's really easy to get hurt is because there's not a lot there. And especially if your elbow is bent, it's kind of right there under the skin.
Right. So when you hit it just right, when your elbow's bent, you're mashing your nerve against between the bone above it and whatever hard surface you're hitting it on. And the reason why you're hitting your funny bone is so weird is twofold. I have the impression, Chuck, that if your other nerves in your body were similarly exposed, like the ulnar nerve is through the when it enters the cubital tunnel, that if you hit those nerves, you would have the same singular sensation, but you don't have nerves that are exposed like that elsewhere in your body, which is why it's just the funny bone. But that's the point. You're actually banging a nerve, and you don't normally do that, which produces a different kind of pain than the normal pain you get, like when you accidentally like hit yourself in the testicles.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because I wonder if there's a shorty on that, because that is also a singular sensational pain.
Okay, save it, save it. Let me just say it's different than when you accidentally punch yourself in the stomach.
Okay, you're like stub your toe.
Mm-hmm. That's another
It's weird
one,
that
sure.
you mentioned testicles, though, because that is a pain that feels different than any other pain.
It is, and I think it was a terrible example now that you say that. But I'm glad that I said it because it brought up a future short stuff for us.
That's right. But what you're talking about is the difference between nociceptive pain and actual nerve pain. Nociceptive being the perception of pain, like when you stub your toe or something, and your body, using the nerves, sends signals that say, like, you need more clearance around your bed, dummy. Don't do that again.
Right.
Whereas the other kind of pain is actual literal pain on that nerve.
Yeah. Like the nerves are involved in nociception, but they're just kind of like, oh, it's time to get to work and let this guy know to stop doing that. But that nerve pain is the actual nerve being hurt. And so it says, I'm reserving a special kind of pain for myself. Yow.
That's right. I don't know if you remember a couple of years ago when I banged my shin really badly. I did some kind of nerve damage, and for 6 months I had a 4-inch space where it was just dead on the front of my leg.
That is crazy.
On my shin. It felt like it's the worst pain I've ever experienced in my life.
Wow. I'm glad.
And it was just kicking my bed.
It's awful.
Yeah, I mean, the numbness was fine. Like, I mean, it weirded me out, but when it actually happened, I cried. I crumbled to the floor, and like, it wasn't crying, but like water just started pouring out of my eyes.
Yeah, I know.
It hurt
mean.
So bad.
Tough guy.
No, but I wasn't like, I hit my chin.
I know what you mean.
It was just like the body's reaction was, all right, we're going to start sending water out of your eyeballs now.
Yeah, that is a weird reaction or response if you think about it.
It is.
But the thing,
short stuff.
Right. The one good thing about hitting your funny bone in particular, hitting that nerve, is after a very short while, especially if you rub it for some weird reason, it will subside and you'll go back to normal. Like you won't have that pain any longer. And by the way, there's one other thing about that funny bone pain that reveals that it's the ulnar nerve you're hitting. You'll notice that pain shoots all the way down into your pinky and your ring finger because the ulnar nerve terminates there.
Oh, I don't know if I've noticed that. It's been a while since I've hit the old funny nerve.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to start calling it.
Okay.
What about cubital tunnel syndrome? That's another thing, right? It's like a chronic condition.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There's some cases where you can have like a strained ulnar nerve and it can produce chronic pain.
Is that tennis elbow or not?
I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't call it tennis elbow. It seems a little bizarre not to, but maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Just curious.
But there was this was a Methodist Hospital website we have to thank, a BBC site, and a couple other good ones that
was it jamaicahospital.org?
I love that one. That's a classic. I wish that whole exchange would just be printed on a t-shirt.
Oh, maybe we could sell that as a non-fungible token.
Oh, that's a good one. But then somebody
was getting sued.
No, I didn't hear that. What are you talking about?
He's trying to sell Pulp Fiction NFTs. He's trying to sell scenes from Pulp Fiction. And Miramax is like, you don't own that.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
Surprising that he would do that. He's been in the business long enough that you'd think he would know what he can and can't do.
You would think.
Well, you got anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Well, everybody, that means Short Stuff is out.
Stuff You Should Know is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.